Dr. Mikta, recently NATO released a report saying that casualties suffered by the Afghan security forces were unsustainable, and as a result, it raised doubts about whether they would be ready to take over when NATO leaves at the end of 2014. Are they ready?
Well, it's really the key question. This is the first fighting season when the Afghan National Army has actually managed to stand its ground. And that's why you actually have these casualty rates. What is important is that they're at the same time having no problems recruiting replacements. You have to remember it's an army that's largely composed of illiterate soldiers. They are at a level of about 352,000. Now, the problem is, of course, that if support from the West begins to decline financially, the government will not be able to sustain that level of the military in the field.
Well, you just brought up the illiteracy problem, but there was also a perception on the part of many Americans that there was an allegiance problem, a fear that some of these Afghans would turn their rifles on American soldiers. Is that still a problem?
In 2012, there are, I think, 62 casualties on the ISAF side in these incidents. This year, there are fewer, and that's largely because of the new security procedures in place. It's not just an allegiance problem. Quite often, these incidents may occur because of a perceived slight or an insult. The larger national identity in Afghanistan is still very weak. This is an ethnically based tribal society in many ways. My sense is that precisely because the Karzai government has not been able to engage in projects that would knit the provinces closer together, that would give people a larger stake in the outcome, we have this very tenuous situation.
When I think of Hamid Karzai, I think of a man who is not so much the president of Afghanistan, but rather the mayor of Kabul, who has some limited influence in the provinces. Is that a correct perception?
The urban areas are better protected. They're more hardened. If you're in Kabul, you can move in vehicles with relative ease. Karzai has these pockets of authority when it comes to central government. But the important thing is that actually he is, in my view, one of the most successful, if not the most successful, politicians that Afghanistan has created.
Do you think he's secretly negotiating with the Taliban?
I wouldn't be surprised if there is a constant effort for an ongoing conversation. Whether he gets anywhere with this, that's a different story.
Looking at the worst case scenario, if Afghanistan is taken over by the Taliban, what would be the effect?
This is Afghanistan now is embedded in the larger regional security configuration. There are several players in there. I mean, while ISAF was fighting, the Chinese were trying to set up mining interests to mine for copper. The Iranians are now becoming more and more engaged in Afghanistan. Pakistan is the biggest issue. Pakistan has been engaged in Afghanistan, wants to make sure that Afghanistan does not kind of slip away from its area of influence and does not actually become probably too strong and too viable a state to be able to operate independently because of the tensions between the two countries. You're talking about a country with nuclear weapons, I'm talking about Pakistan, and you're talking about a really tense relationship between Pakistan and India.
Thank you, Dr. Mikta.